Daf Yud Ches Halacha, Shabbos, Perek Ches Halacha Tezayin. Someone who's sieves, or like is Marake, these sifts, the size of a figus chayiv. Someone needs the size of a figus chayiv. Someone who needs dirt, that's a telda of lush. What's the shear? As long to make the opening of an oven of a goldsmith. And gibel is not with ashes, not with thick sand, and not with bran, a chiyotzman. Someone puts sesame seeds or flax seeds or anything in water, it's chayav slush because it gets mixed and it's hanging one another. And the Ravid says, I think you're making a mistake in it because he thinks that if you put water and need it, you're not chayav slisha, just like a chayav by sesame seed and flax oil, flax seed. And that's a big mistake because we didn't say Afer is not bar gibel, only it's not mechusa gibel. But putting water alone, it makes it chayav. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, Per Gimel, Halacha Bey says, what do? You open water to the garden on Shabbos as it turns dark, and it becomes filling the whole Shabbos. And you're allowed to put in smoke under kalim to make it smell good, and it continues going the whole Shabbos. You're allowed to put a band-aid on the eye or a band-aid on a wound, and it gets healed the whole Shabbos. And you're allowed to soak dye and spices in chashecha, and it gets soaked and continue the whole Shabbos. You're allowed to put in wool into a pot to color it, and bales of flax into the oven, and they get changed and continue the whole Shabbos. You're allowed to spread traps of chayes, vaifas, and fish as it turns dark, and they get captured the whole Shabbos. You're allowed to load up a beam of a wine press or an olive press as it turns dark, and the liquid drips and squeezes out by itself the whole Shabbos. And you're allowed to light a candle or a flame erev in the evening, and it gets lit and continue the whole entire Shabbos. Shabbos, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Zayin says, you're allowed to lend kelim and rent it out to goy, even though he does melach on Shabbos, because we're not mitzvah on Shvisas kelim. But a behemah, or his eved is also, because mitzvah on Shvisas behemah and eved. Says the Ravid, not everybody's moed of Eschiris, since he has a nose, it's like as if he's doing melach of a klagis for the yid. And on the whole Friday would be also, because he might go in on Shabbos with that. And Erechaim, Simmerational Beis Yifei, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to open up water into a garden and it gets pulled the whole Shabbos. You're allowed to put a band-aid, meaning a refuah on the eye, a thick one on the eye, even though it's also to put on Shabbos. You're allowed to put besom on the candle, incense, and it gets smelly the whole Shabbos. You're allowed to put mugmer in the kli, that a person's not mitzvah on Shvisas candle. And you're allowed to put barley in a barrel to soak them. You're allowed to load up the beam of the wine press or the olive press when it's Friday afternoon. And oil and wine, whatever comes out to them is mutter. And so to early grapes or velitas that he ground up Friday afternoon, the liquid that comes out from them is mutter. And you're allowed to put wheat inside a mill of water close to darkness. And the Ramon says, we're not choshe shmoy skol, because we'll say that it's a rechaim, and they'll say that this guy's mill grinds on Shabbos. Some say it's also with a mill, or wherever you choshish that there is a shmoas koil, says the Ramo Vaita, and that's the Katchila. But in a place where there's a big hefset, you can be mekel, as we see earlier, in Seif Simreish Mandalat. And you're allowed to stand the weight scale, which is a watch, Meir of Shabbos, even though it's Mashmiya koil, to let you know what time is on Shabbos, because everybody knows that they put it up yesterday, meaning you wind up your clock yesterday. Arachaim, Simreish Mavov Sifalo, says, you're allowed to lend or rent his vessels to a guy, even though he's doing malach on Shabbos, because we're not mitzvah on Shvisas kelim. Some say the kelim that they do malach, for instance, a plow, shechitz, but you're allowed to rent to a guy on Erev Shabbos. And on Thursday, it's mutter to rent it, as long as it doesn't take schar Shabbos, only by law. For instance, he rents it for a month or for a week. To lend it to him is mutter even Erev Shabbos. The Ramah says, and that's ikik svar achreina, and you're allowed to lend it to him Erev Shabbos, even though the he makes up that the guy will return it to him and return him back alone. And we don't say in such a case that it's like a schiris. Now we're after the Afit Chesam Abeis, the Shabbos Perik Gimel Aloch Yud Bey says, person should not put up a pot with beans or a barrel of water and put it into the oven Erev Shabbos and leave it there the whole Shabbos, because these and all that are like, even though it didn't get cooked, it doesn't get cooked called ikar. It's getashash lebishl kotzach. It's like a cooked item which is not fully cooked. And since they're not, don't eat required too much bishl, and he has a mind to eat them right away, definitely not to leave in the oven. If it was over and left, over and he left it in the oven, it's also matzah shavos, and it's to wait with deshi yasa. Arachayim Simreish Nodalat Sif Ches says, person should not fill up a pot with beans, that these are beans that grow at Sol Nanbov and Turmesin, should have big beans and put them into an oven there as it turns dark, because these things don't need a lot of cooking and he has a mind to eat them right away. And because of this, even though they weren't cooked at all, since they are like any other cooked food that started to cook and it wasn't fully cooked, that you're not allowed to leave them in the fire, because Hu Adin, Akira, and Akupach, Nermo says, when they're not Garva Katam, and you might come to stir the fire. But if you did this, even Shagas Asa Matsa Shabbos, but they Shias until as long as it takes to make it. And says the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simonation of Dalat Siftes, Kiyotzu, a person should fill up a barrel of water and put it in the oven Erev Shabbos as it turns dark. So if you did it, it's Asa Matsa Shabbos as long as it takes to cook up the water fresh. Shabbos Per Gimel, Alacha Yudal, the Rambam says, so to anything which the wind causes it to lose, we're not going around that he might open up the oven and stir the coals. Because of that, you'll have to put in bales of flax into the oven as it turns dark. Because if he opens it up, he would be mafsid. Shabbos Paragimel, Halacha Yud Zayin. Here you learn that anything that we ask in this case is not us because it's done on Shabbos. It's exactly because you might stir the coals. Therefore, you're not going to put in wool into the pot unless it was off the fire, because he might come to stir the coals. And that's dafke if the opening is sealed with mud, because then he might also stir it after dark. Arachayim Simonation Beis Sif Aleph says, you allow to begin a malacha Erev Shabbos right before dark, even though you can't finish it by Yom, and it happens by itself on Shabbos. For instance, to soak ink or spices and water and that gets soaked all Shabbos, or to put in bales, bundles of flax into the oven to get white, or to put wool into a pot that's not on the fire and it's sealed with mud, that if it's on the fire, it's also because you might come to stir the coals. And even if it's not on the fire, if it's not sealed with mud, it's also because you might stir it with a spoon. And someone stirs a pot, even if it's not on the fire, it's chayv al tzavashel. And you're allowed to spread traps of chayz waves of dog when it gets trapped on Shabbos. And you're allowed to sell to a goy and have him loaded up some chashecha, as long as it goes out of his house Erev Shabbos. And the Ramos says, some amata, that the goy takes it out on Shabbos, if the goy was miyach at the place of Yoim in the house of a Jew. And it should be machmer, and we'll see earlier in Siman Shem Chafei. Arachayim. Siman Shin Yudches, Sif Yudches. The Shulchan Aruch says a big pot or a pot that it took them off hot or on the fire, if they're not fully cooked, you don't take out a spoon from him, because then you'd be magus and there's a problem of ashel. If it's fully cooked, then it's mutter. But wool into a pot, even though it already caught the color, you're not allowed to stir it with a spoon. There most says, like at chila, you have to be careful, even any pot, whether it's fully cooked or not to do agos and stir the pot. The Rambam Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, a raw cooked item that is not a raw item that wasn't fully cooked, or it was cooked fully, but as the longer it cooks, it gets worse for it, you're allowed to leave it on the fire, whether it's an akira or a kupach or a taner. So to a cooked item that was cooked, it wasn't fully cooked, or it was cooked fully, but if you leave it on, it gets better. If you put in some limb of an animal that's a lot of raw, then everything's ketash l'chayim, you're allowed to leave it there on the fire, even though it's not garav l'kisa, why? Because you see that's from it, and he's not going to stir the coals. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simreish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, long Shulchan Aruch. Akira, which is made like a gdera, and you cover it up with a pot on top of it, and there's a place to put two pots. If it was heated up with sulfur, which is the junk of olives, or with wood, you're not going to put in a cooked item with yom to leave it on it, unless it's fully cooked and it gets better, and it gets worse. Because then you have to be chesh that he might come to stir the coals. Or it was raw, that was not cooked at all. Since it's raw, it's received asim until tomorrow, and the whole night it can be cooked without stirring the coals. But if it got cooked a little bit, and it's not fully cooked, even if it's cooked fully, but it gets better by cooking, we're chesh that might stir the coals, and I'll leave it on it. Unless it's a graph, meaning they took out all the coals, or all the smoke, which means you cover all the coals with dirt, which means garavakatam, to minimize the heat. And if you put in a piece of raw meat, it's mutter, it's like as if it's totally raw. Because like that, it's mazich dasmat. Even if it's not grufa, meaning you didn't take the coals out of the oven, or katum, you didn't cover it up with ashes. Then you're allowed to put on a pot right outside it, next to it. If it got cooked with straw, or other type of straw, you're allowed to leave it on it, even if it's not garavakatam, and the Rama says two kiris that are next to one another, and there's an earthen wall, one is Garav HaKatam, the second one is not Garav HaKatam, you're allowed to leave it on the Garav HaKatam, even though it ends up getting some heat from the Ein Garav HaKatam, who's not worried that he's going to touch the one that's not Garav HaKatam. In the oven, even if it's heated, the Kasher Gav is also even to next to it, even if it's Garav HaKatam, as long as, the Rama says, as long as it's Yatza Ledes. And avad, it's also to leave it inside or on top of it. A kupach, which has only one pot, if he heated it with straw, then it has a din like a kira. With gefas or etzim, then it has a din like a tanur. And our tanurim have a din like a kira. And if he forgot and he left it there, if it's a tafshil that's fully cooked, it's mutter even if it's from stomach v'yafla. If it's a tafshil that started to cook but it's not fully cooked, it's also till Motzei Shabbos. And if he was over and he left it there, it's also both. And the Rama says, b'chdei shi'asa. Im, if you put it back, a guy put it back on Shabbos, it's a din like he forgot it and left it there. And if the Jew put it back, it's a din like he was over v'shaw. If it's from stomach v'yafla, then it's mutter because then it doesn't have enough from the Issa. Some say, as long as it's cooked, kamachim in the soy, meaning a name of a person used to eat his food not fully cooked, or as nizbash kol tzarchav in the stomach, v'yafaloi, you're allowed to leave it on the kira. The Rama says, v'yafila on a tanner, which is our oven. And even if it's done with gefas v'etzim, even if it's not garav katam, and it doesn't mention garav katam and husig v'kash with straw, only when it starts to cook, but not it didn't reach it to Maichem and the soy. So too, if you took the pot off of it, and he wants to put it back on it, the Shabbos, and if you've forgotten, the tafshel waited there till it started cooking, but didn't reach Maichem and the soy, it's awesome. Navadi, you don't have to say if he was over and he left the day with Davka. The Moses were makel like the Svar Achreinim. That's Davka if he left the Keteris sitting on a chair of metal, or on stones, and it doesn't touch the coals. But if you're matmin it on top of coals, according to everyone, is awesome. The Rama says, some say even if the keter is standing on the fire, mamish, as long as it's open on top, it's not called atman, it's mutter. That's the minute. But we're nizar to be misakel a little before Shabbos from the fire, so the Jew should be able to take it away. It shouldn't be muktza. And if it was not moved from the fire, removed from the fire, and it was found on the fire on Shabbos, you should take it off through a goy. If there's no goy, then mutter for a Jew to take it off. You should be careful to take it benachas, and you should not shake the coals. And even if you won't shake them a little bit, it's a davar shenus. Even if he shakes a little bit, it's davar shenus chav, and therefore it's mutter. Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel says, an oven that he put in meat, and he left it there on Shabbos, if it's a goat, the chayetzibah is mutter. Because if he'll stir the coals, the meat will get bad. Because it doesn't need only the heat of the fire. If it's a goat meat or ox meat, then it's also, because you might stir the coals to make it cook better. And if you seal the opening of the oven with tit is mutter, because if he wants to open the oven and to be mechatel, the wind will go in and make the meat hard, and it will become hefsed, and the whole tanner will become cold. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Simur Reish Nun Dalet Sif Aleph says, even though raw meat, you're allowed to leave it, that's dafka in a pot. But roasting next to the fire is also put it right before dark because it gets cooked quick and he might come to stir the coals. That's dafka, the meat of an ox or a goat. But a gdi, which is a small goat and a bird, which they are sliced up to Avram, then it's mutter because we're not worried for chitu, because if it will be mechatu v'cholim, it will get scorched. In other words, it won't be roasted and it will be part burnt. And the meat that he does need only a little bit of heat, fire alone. And if it's in an oven that's sealed with mud or cement, whether it's gedi, oif, complete, or basa shar ez, is mutter. Because not worth a chita, because if it come to open the oven and shovel it, then the wind will go in and cool off the whole oven, and the meat will become hard and get ruined. The Rama says there's no difference whether it's raw, totally raw, or a little bit cooked. As long as the body part is complete, even though it doesn't have Rosh Hashanah, it's considered complete. Some of Machmer hold that by an oven, if it's sealed with tit, with mud, it's mutter. But on the fire, since it's exposed, everything is asur. And on an oven, that it's the covering is covered, but it's not with tit, then you can be mechalak between a goat and a bird and other meat. Just like we explained before, and that's the minig is like this svar. The Rambam in Shabbos, Paragimel, Halacha Tez Zion says, you don't roast meat and onions and eggs on a fire, unless it gets roasted with yom. Should be roy lachila. If it was left after on the fire on Shabbos till it gets roasted a lot, is mutter, because his stomach virala gets worse. Because if he'll stir the coals, it'll scorch it, and because it's on the fire. Because of that, you'll have to leave besamim on the kelim as it turns dark, the incense. Because if it'll stir the coals, it will get burnt and it will smoke you up the kelim. Arachaim Simon Reish. Nundal Tziv Bey says, you don't roast onions and eggs and meat on top of coals unless it gets roasted with yam from both sides, the makam and the soy, which is half of its cooking. Even if it's a basar of a goat, since you put it on coals, he's not chashish. He just wants it to get roasted quickly. And even though it'll get scorched, we're not worried, shamichata. But when it gets roasted, makam and the soy, we're not worried, he might come to mechata yuchal, even if it's basar, sure. Since he's roi lachila, why would he be mechata to ruin it? The Rambam in Shabbos, Perek Vav, Alocha Yotas says, a person shouldn't put Erev Shabbos Kalim, give Erev Shabbos Kalim to a professional goy to make him, even though he made up with him a price, as long as it goes out of his house before dark. So too shouldn't sell to a goy his chafetzim, should lend him, whether he gets back the same item or gives back a similar item, shouldn't give it to him as a mashkin, a collateral, shouldn't give it to him as a gift, unless he takes the chafetz out of his house before Shabbos. Because as long as it's in the house, a person doesn't know when he gave it to him. And when the goy goes out of his house for Shabbos, and the Jew's chafetz is in his hand, it looks like as if he gave it to the goy, or mashkin, or made up with him, or sold it to him on Shabbos, which looks bad. Arachaim Sim Reish Mavav Siv Beis, not lend any kele to a goy for Shabbos, even Erev Shabbos, if it's close to dark, as long as there's not enough time to take it out of the entrance of the Jew's house before it gets dark, because the one who sees it thinks that the Jew commanded him to take it out. The Rambam Chametz Matzah Perek Gimel Aloch Yedala says, what's be a chametz? He burns it or he crumbles it and throws it into the wind or throws it into the sea. And if the chametz is hard and the sea won't cut it up quickly, he crumbles it and then he throws it into the sea. Chametz that fell under a crumbled building and there was a lot of dirt of 3 tefachim or more, it's considered destroyed. You have to mevatel his heart if it's not yet shalshishes. If he gave it to a goy before shalshishes, he doesn't have to invite it. If he burnt it before shalshishes, then he's allowed to give out of a no from the coals, even on Pesach. But if he burnt it from shalshishes and onwards, since it's asa b'noah, he's not allowed to use this coals or this dirt to burn his oven, and it shouldn't bake with it, it shouldn't be vashel. If he cooked or baked or cooked with that bread or that tafshel, is asa b'noah. So too, the coals are asa b'noah, since he burnt it afterwards, asa b'noah. The last halacha, Rechaim Simon Tuf Mem Gimel Sif Aleph says, chametz from 6 hours and on Erev Pesach is asa b'no, even chametz of a goy is asa b'no, and the chum aseret 2 hours before, which is the beginning of the fifth hour. But the whole fifth hour, it's with the b'no, and you're allowed to sell it to a goy, even a lot together, because even if you won't eat it before Pesach. And he can give it to his behemoth chayev as long as he stands and makes sure that they don't hide it. And he has to get rid of whatever they left over. And from the beginning of the sixth hour and on, they asked it even banan. The Ramah says, on Bishnasa Iber, where the day is longer, those 4 hours go by based on Shazmanias. And you're not eat chametz till Shlisha Yoim. And some say till Beis Shoyes Koidim Chatzois. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Yud Ches.